Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from today's Holy Gospel, found in John chapter 10, Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." This is God's word. I think every one of us desires to be a student of the Bible. I hope each of you do. To understand God's word more fully and richly. Martin Luther often compared the word of God to being like a fine herb, a fragrant spice, that as you rub it between your palms, more and more it releases more and more of its fragrance. I want to invite you this morning to look a little more closely at the image of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Part of what it means to study the Bible is to maybe ask yourself questions that you've never paused to stop to ask. Not that we want to question God or question Jesus, but we want to look more deeply into what a thing says. I'll give you an example. This is what often happens for a lot of people as quote-unquote Bible study. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." And then the person says, "Well, what does it mean to me that Jesus is a shepherd?" That's not Bible study. Bible study looks deeper at a text and focuses on those words in that place. And we're going to do a little bit of this morning with Jesus' words, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Because I'm willing to bet anyone here who's been a Christian for the majority of their life has heard those words countless times. Even if you're not a longtime Christian, you've heard of Jesus as a shepherd. That's a familiar image. We've seen it in artwork and paintings, on devotional book covers. We know that image of Jesus as the shepherd. Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. Why is he the good shepherd? Why is he a good shepherd? Ask yourself that. Well, Jesus tells us the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Let's just stop and reflect on those words for a moment, because Jesus repeats them later on. We talked last week about the importance of repetition in a biblical text. He repeats, he lays down his life for the sheep. Let's ask ourselves, why is that good? Why is it good that a shepherd lays down his life for the sheep? Because the question I ask each and every one of you this morning is, what good is a dead shepherd? The job of the shepherd is to take care of the sheep. How can he do that if he lays down his life? What kind of shepherd dies for sheep, lays down his life? Maybe you've never thought about that before. But Jesus says that this is what the good shepherd does. Here's a little insight into the text too. I know we always read in our Bibles that Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. The way that word is used in the original Greek, it probably means something more like the excellent shepherd. Or if we want to be people who use bad grammar, he's the bestest shepherd. He's better than all the others. He is the shepherd above all shepherds. Why? Because he lays down his life for the sheep. What good is that? How can a shepherd care for the sheep if he lays down his life? And maybe that strikes us as something that relates to the situation we're in today. Has the shepherd abandoned his sheep? Have we, the people of God, been abandoned by our good shepherd? Well, of course not. We know that. But perhaps experience lately is telling you differently. Pandemic, fear, can't even walk inside the church doors together. Might feel at times like the shepherd's left the church, like he's left the sheep. See, the thing is, though, if you deny that Jesus is with his church, and dear friends in Jesus, he is indeed with his church. But if you deny that he's with his church, you basically deny his resurrection. You deny the truth of Easter. Because if Jesus isn't with the church, then he hasn't really risen in the body. He doesn't really live. What does Jesus say at the end of Matthew before he ascends into heaven? He says, I am with you always, to the end of the age. He's with us because he lives. He lives to be with us. You see, if you were to keep reading in John chapter 10, we don't have this included in our text that the lectionary gives us today, but if you were to keep reading just a couple more verses to John 10, verse 18, Jesus says, I have authority to lay my life down, and I have authority to take it up again. Jesus lays down his life, but he takes it up again. He lives. He lives with his church as our shepherd. But also as our lamb. You see, our good shepherd is a good shepherd, an excellent shepherd, the best of the shepherds, because he's also a lamb. He lays down his life for the sheep because he's become one among the sheep. And there is no shepherd other than Jesus who will love the sheep in such a way. That is what makes him the excellent shepherd, the good shepherd. Because he does lay down his life for the sheep by becoming the lamb, the Passover lamb. You know, we talked about the Passover back on Maundy Thursday. I don't know how many of you were here on Maundy Thursday, but we heard the account of the Passover from Exodus 12. Blood put on doorposts and lintels of doorways so that the angel of death would pass by. Unleavened bread baked in every household, because getting rid of the leaven, the yeast, was a reminder to cleanse yourself of sin, to wipe out sin from your life. And to be ready, don't wait for your bread dough to proof and rise. Be ready to leave because God's about to lead you into salvation. And of course, there was a lamb. A Passover lamb. Whose sacrifice made the blood possible. A lamb a year old without blemish. Whose blood was put on the doorposts and lintels. so that death would pass over the people of Israel. People of Israel and the later on the Jewish people would commemorate that Passover once a year through a lamb that was shared amongst the family. See, you and I have a Passover lamb as well. Our lamb is our shepherd. The shepherd is the lamb. He becomes the lamb of sacrifice, the Passover lamb, because of how much he loves the sheep, even to the point of laying down his life for them. Jesus in our gospel for today talks about false shepherds, hired hands, he calls them, who don't love the shepherd in such a, or don't love the sheep in such a way. Indeed, in Jesus' day, there were false shepherds, false prophets, false teachers, and we find them among us today as well, who want to fill our hearts with fear and worry and concern that somehow Jesus is not with his church. We've been listening to them. It's what sinful people do. God forgive us for not trusting that the shepherd is with his church. The false shepherds abandon the sheep as soon as the wolf comes. Now, what's the wolf? Sin, death, Satan, all of it. Well, how does your shepherd see fit to guard you from the wolf? He does so by becoming the lamb. He does so by allowing the wolf to clench him in his jaw, pierce his side as nails pierce his hands and feet upon a cross. The lamb is sacrificed on the altar of the cross for the sheep. He lays down his life, but then he takes it up again. That is why the shepherd is the good shepherd. He lays down his life. He takes it up again. He loves you, the sheep, as the lamb of sacrifice. In fact, St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 calls Jesus our Passover lamb. I mentioned this either last week or the week before, but in most cultures and in most languages, the term Passover is the word that they use for Easter. Our word Easter in English has a different root, but I didn't really fully notice this until I lived in Latin America and learned that Easter was called Pascua, which is the Spanish word for Passover. If we were in the church this morning, gathering around Holy Communion, we would hear the proper preface where, you know that part, you either hear it spoken or I typically sing it, that goes, "It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places." You know that part of the service? Well, the one for Easter calls Jesus the very Paschal Lamb. He's the Passover Lamb, the Paschal Lamb. During Easter, we light the Paschal candle. That's that candle over by the baptismal font. Because Easter is our celebration that our shepherd is a lamb. A lamb of sacrifice. A lamb who lays down his life and then takes it up again to feed the people of God. To feed you. And dear friends in Jesus, the shepherd, the lamb, has not left his church. like I said earlier, you might be tempted to feel that way right now. And if I'm being honest, I've been tempted to feel that way. Love being here with you on Sunday morning. I would give it all up in a heartbeat to be in there with you this morning, to have Jesus in his body and blood. You know what Martin Luther said back in 1537 when he wrote the small called articles, part of our Lutheran confessions. If you were reading our Lutheran confessions of faith, you would read this in there. He said about the church, he said, "Thank heaven that even a 7-year-old child knows what the church is. Namely, sheep who listen to the voice of their shepherd." That's what the church is. Sheep hearing the voice of the shepherd. Well, that makes sense because in John's gospel, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is the Word, and the Word is God, and where the Word is, Jesus is. Where the Word is, the shepherd is. Where the Word is, the Lamb is. And where people hear the voice of the Word, the voice of Jesus, when they hear of their good shepherd, that's the church being gathered by their shepherd. We have had to do that in some different ways these last few weeks, haven't we? Facebook streams, parking lots. Of course, nothing replaces being gathered together, being together as his flock, being together with our fellow sheep, one another, sharing in the gift of the Lamb together in our Passover, the sacrament of the altar, Jesus' body and blood given for us, the sheep. But dear friends in Jesus Christ, take heart. The church is alive and well. Why? Because Jesus lives. Jesus is a shepherd, the greatest of shepherds, and Jesus is the Lamb. None of these things have changed. These things remain true for all eternity. And nothing can silence the good news that Jesus lives, Jesus reigns, and Jesus the shepherd is the Lamb who lays down his life for the sheep. He lays it down to take it back up again. So that one day when your life is laid down, you may have your life taken up again as well. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, Jesus is indeed the good shepherd, the excellent shepherd. He lays down his life for you because he's also a lamb. Thanks be to God for our Paschal Lamb today and always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.